Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, dive right in and describe what's happening this week.
Well, not much on the surface if you look at the crops. Wheat, it's all Russia, Ukraine. Wheat this week, we'd been going down in the last week, at end of this week, middle of week, we got a big rally going on. If you look at what Putin's doing, he's just unpredictable. He says that he's going to use nukes and he's not going to use, he says he'll settle if he can keep the land that he's conquered already. So there's a lot of uncertainty there. The one big topic this week was, what's it going to cost for insurance for those ships trying to get product out of that area? If you look at corn, it's been trending down just a little bit. Our harvest, 18-20% complete. The news this week is genetically modified corn. Mexico has a rule in there that in the future they won't accept that as we get out into 24 and 25. And so there's problems there that's kind of brewing underneath the surface. And then you've got Ukraine that's moving product out, and they're a big corn exporter. And you, right now, they're not having an impact on prices, but you shut that off, it could have an impact. The soybeans, they've been trending down the last couple of weeks. The news coming out of Brazil, Argentina on their harvest. Argentina's been selling a lot of beans, and that's unusual. They've been selling them to China, and China's in that market big time and ignoring the United States. And I think that's why we're falling off a little bit there. And you got the value of that dollar that keeps going up. Cotton. Oh, the last month and a half or so has moved from $1.20 down to 88 cents per pound of cotton. Again, I think it's that dollar value going from 98 up to 113 or so. And then you got world cotton production that's relatively high, and U.S. cotton production that's low. And so you got those two things going on there. But right now the world production is ruling and we're getting lower cotton prices.
It's important as we're driving along to keep an eye on down the road. What do you see happening that could possibly impact prices further?
I think if you're looking at wheat, you've got the Argentina-Australia harvest, a relatively large harvest in Australia, an average harvest in Argentina. Those harvests will start in the next 6 weeks or so. So something could happen there that would impact prices. You also got that dollar that's up to 113 now. If that back off, I think that could help us on prices moving up. But if it keeps going up, then we're going to have problems exporting our wheat. You look beans, we got the, and corn, you got the U.S. harvest going on right now. No surprises there. And then you got Brazil and Argentina that's planting and harvesting. And you got Argentina, like I talked about, selling to China, so China's not coming into our market, and therefore that's, I think, why we're seeing prices. If China came in, we could see a rally in prices. China stay out, they'll continue to go down.
With all this in mind, what kind of guidance do you have for producers who are balancing the high cost of production with all this market uncertainty?
Well, it's all uncertain. I tell producers that you're a farmer, you're a producer, You've got to produce. If you don't have a product to sell, you can't make any money. So the risk is there. Put a sharp pencil to everything. Don't try to shorten, take a shortcut anywhere. When I take a shortcut, it bites me. So if you're going to do it right, produce a high quality product, and the odds are the market's going to give you a profit.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.